Good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And opening tonight at 8 p.m. at the Shreveport Little Theater is a production of Ken Ludwig's comic mystery thriller, The Games Afoot, featuring Brad Kozak and Joe Todaro, along with Debbie Posey, Ginger Fulmer, Kara Johnston, Lewis Elder, Virginia Walker, and Jan Adams, with Dick King directing. And joining me in our Knoll Foundation studios this morning are Brad Kozak, who plays William Gillette in the story, and Joe Todaro, who dons the role of Felix Gazelle in this play. Brad and Joe, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having
me. You're quite welcome.
So this seems to be a play within a play. It's definitely a tongue-in-cheek humor tale. It's a mystery, and it's a murder mystery. Can you give us a little bit about the plot of this? What's going on here?
Well, it's based on a real-life person, William Gillette, who was a famous actor. He was kind of the Barrymore of his day, or the George Clooney of his day, or something like that. And he lived back in the early part of the 20th century. He was the first American actor that was accepted in England as a legitimate actor. And while he was there, he met Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, and a producer suggested that he write a play, as Conan Doyle had tried his hand at writing a script for Sherlock Holmes and had failed. But Sherlock Holmes was wildly popular at the time. So Gillette then made a contract with Conan Doyle and wrote a script for the very first successful play on Sherlock Holmes, and it made him a millionaire. He ended up building a replica of a castle on the Connecticut River, which stands to this day. If you go to Connecticut, you can tour Gillette's castle. Mm. And he was a polymath. He was quite advanced for his age. He had all sorts of gadgets. He had a miniature railroad that ran around the property, all sorts of things. Well, this is a riff on that real-life character. It really doesn't have anything to do with his real story. But in this play, he is a famous playwright who's written a play on Sherlock Holmes. And on closing night in New York City, someone comes in and attempts to murder him. And the rest of the play is literally a whodunit.
And in this play, he actually has to kind of take on the role of Holmes, does he not?
Exactly.
So not just writing a fantasy character, he has to become the fantasy character. So he has mm-hmm. to kind of delve
at
into
least
that
in
role.
His own mind.
In his own mind. Well, we're all kind of fantasy characters in our own mind yeah. sometimes. So
and some of us are living this part a little too seriously, I think. At least that's what they tell me.
Yeah. And so who are the other characters that are involved in this? Joe, you play
I play Felix, Gillette's best friend.
Yeah.
Grew up together in New York, both of us poor, auditioning for everything that came along, and suddenly he decides to write this play, and it runs for 20 years. He becomes very wealthy and gets himself in the midst of a marital dispute.
Yeah.
Not of his own making, of course, but and the result is an apparent murder at Gillette's castle, and so the problem becomes who done it and why done it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, we've got more murder mysteries to solve than just one. There's the attempted murder on Gillette, and then there are a couple of others that come up in the play. People dying right and left, but it's very, very funny. Ken Ludwig, of course, also wrote Lend Me a Tenor, Moon Over Buffalo, and a number of other award-winning right. plays, and this is one of his latest. And it's just a really, really funny show.
So let's go through the individual characters and who are they, and then we'll go into who's playing each of these roles here locally.
Well, there's my mom, Ginger Fulmer. Ginger and I have worked together since I got out of high school back in 1975. And so her husband, Richard, is also a well-known local actor. And I went up to Richard the other day and said, Dad! And he didn't like that very much. But Ginger plays my mom. Joe, of course, is my best friend. And Debbie Posey plays his wife, Madge. And then we've got Kara Johnston, who's an incredibly talented actress, playing Aggie, who is sort of, at one time, was Gillette's love interest. And then another actor in the troupe, which is Simon, and that's played by Lewis Elder. And then we have a society writer, played by Jan Adams. Daria Chase is the name of her character, and she's one of these larger-than-life people that blows into the room and sucks all the air out of it at the same time.
Can you tell me how the Moriarty character comes into play in all of this?
Well, the play within the play idea is really the setup, the first scene. It's the end of the Gillette play, and Moriarty is, of course, the arch enemy of right. Sherlock Holmes. And he's trapped by Holmes in a drawing room in London, and his only escape is through a window, so you get to see Joe defenestrate. It seems like anytime someone needs someone to fall downstairs or fall out a window, they call on me. So
Joe is constantly proving that gravity works. He also gets slapped quite a few times.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, for those of you that want to see me shot or Joe slapped, come see the show.
It's so
Oh, absolutely. And the other draw of this production is that if anyone has not seen Brad Kozak's skin,
oh God,
they should come.
I shaved for this role after 30 years of having a mustache and either a goatee or a beard, so I'm clean shaven for 2 weeks only, and then we'll start growing it back.
Hopefully it'll grow back rapidly then, correct?
One can only hope.
Right,
my daughter is just beside herself. She can't really look at me at this point. She'd never seen me without a facial hair.
Now, what's the visual setup of this play? I mean, do you have an elaborate stage setup? Is it a fairly sparse stage? How are you guys, doing the visuals on this?
It's very elaborate. It's a Dick King set, so okay. People have come to expect things to move and twist. And
the set is almost one of the actors in the
right.
show. It's that elaborate. And there are actually two sets. There's a set for the opening sequence, which was not in the original Broadway version of the play. So it's typically over-the-top Dick King, and it's a very well-armed set. We've got three battle axes and a couple of dozen pistols, and all mounted on the wall and all that. So it's
all unloaded.
We hope.
We hope. Otherwise, you might have a third mystery on your hands.
Yeah.
So, well, it's nice to have an elaborate set and a visual feast for a play like this. Anything to do with Sherlock Holmes, I think, kind of requires that English gentility, opulence that comes with that era. So how do folks, first of all, when are the show times for folks?
Well, we open tonight
right.
and run Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then a Sunday matinee. The
okay.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday shows are at 8 p.m., and then the curtain on Sunday is 2, and then we repeat it the following week.
Okay. So it's got a two-week run here at the Shreveport Little Theater, and how do folks go about getting tickets?
That's 318-424-4439. I thought I'd never forget it.
But. There you go.
Or you can go to box office at Shreveport Little Theater, and that's theatre.com. Or you can simply go to ShreveportLittleTheater.com and get your tickets online.
Or you can drop by 812 Margaret Place and go to the box office. It's open weekdays, noon to 4.
Mm-hmm. All right. So any final thoughts you want to share with listeners?
Actually, I've learned a lot about Sherlock Holmes and about Gillette doing this play. I did a lot of research, and it turns out that nowhere in the Sir Arthur Conan Doyle canon did he ever say, "Elementary, my dear Watson."
Oh, really?
He didn't wear, in the books, he didn't wear a deerstalker cap or wear an Inverness cloak or have the famous Sherlock Holmes pipe. That was all created by William Gillette on the stage play.
Oh, okay. And then transferred over to the movies.
Exactly.
To the Basil Rathbone character, which is famous, for Sherlock Holmes. So that's interesting. So you'd have to actually go back and read the originals. Now, did Doyle maybe pick up on Gillette's inventions and carry them on later on, which sometimes happens when theater and literature intermix?
The story that I heard was that when this producer proposed this partnership between the two men, that Gillette took a train out to where Conan Doyle was living, and Conan Doyle expected this actor to get off the train, and the man who got off was Sherlock Holmes. He was dressed in full Holmes regalia, and he walked up and said something like, "Elementary, my dear Conan Doyle," and Doyle was just flabbergasted, and they became fast friends, and that cemented the partnership right there.
Ooh, fascinating.
And of course, the other funny thing about this is Virginia Walker plays the inspector in our show, and she comes in wearing an Inverness cloak. So it's like there are two of us running around trying to solve this mystery.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that always makes for even a more farcical kind of a fantasy. So, well, I want to thank both of you for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having
You're
me.
Quite welcome.
That was Brad Kozak and Joe Todaro, who joined me in the Knoll Foundation Studios to talk about Ken Ludwig's comic mystery, The Games Afoot, a production by the Shreveport Little Theater, which opens tonight at 8 p.m., with various performances this weekend and next. For complete information, visit Shreveport Little Theater online at ShreveportLittleTheater.com, or you can call them at 318-424-4439. That's 318-424-4439. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.
Thank you.